At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
By the way, also to report, Terry and Arnold and Kirby Joseph not practicing.
Okay. I got to tell you, the TA thing is probably the biggest negative I took out of that game. He was playing well.
I know. He made one play early in the game. Yeah.
He was in phase on a couple of passes downfield, and I'm not giving up on that kid. I know a lot of people
see him. No, I'm not either.
That's a tough position to play, and I'm... The expectation should not be you should be perfect.
No.
Because it is an incredibly difficult position to play. And his problem with penalties last year added up. But they, you know, look, he's got to be better than he had been. And, you know, we'll see how it plays itself out. If he can go this weekend, I certainly hope he can go this weekend. But we shall see. I didn't get a chance to talk to you about this. Did you watch that Piston game the other night against Washington?
Yes, I did.
What were your impressions?
My impressions were that Cade Cunningham was incredible. And I know he missed 31 shots. I get all that. But he was playing with a bunch of players that was like, with all due respect, a G League team besides, you know, Jalen Duren. All the injuries, and it appears... from Brandon's update, that's going to be the case today, tonight when they play on a better team, the Bulls. I mean, look, Tobias hasn't played. Obviously, Ivy has not played. Sasser has not played this year. Tobias has missed most of the games, I should say. Asar Thompson didn't play, and I think there might have been one other. And Isaiah Stewart, right? Is that mm-hmm. it? Okay, so you're Darius Jenkins with 2 3-pointers within 3 seconds. It was incredible, but they played the Washington Wizards. Stink.
Yeah, I thought it was a gutsy win.
Yes.
Given who was on the floor. Right. I thought the hilarity of the final possession they had in regulation when it looked like they ran their motion before Cade had the ball. So the play had already been run, and then Cade was handed the ball, and all he could do was throw it to Danis Jenkins in the corner.
Jordan slipped, yeah.
And Danis Jenkins, I don't think, moved that whole play. He just stood there in the corner, mm-hmm. and they threw him the ball, and he drained a three. I thought that was hysterical because deep down, I thought they ran the play way before Cade got the ball, and it completely disrupted it, and it worked out anyway.
Jenkins was so not part of that play, he wasn't even looking at Cade when he threw him the ball. When Cade threw him the ball, watch the replay. Mid-ball in air, Jenkins turns and sees the ball is coming towards him. And for him to be able to catch that ball and shoot it right away and make it, is actually more unbelievable than we even realized at the time, guys. Because Jenkins was watching everything unfold, like you guys mentioned. The play was just not working. Guys are falling down. And all of a sudden, he turns. The ball's coming to me. And he turns and shoots it. Amazing.
And it worked out. I mean, he just rose and fired. At first, when I was watching it live, I was scared his back foot hit the sideline and he was out of bounds. I thought that's what they were ruling.
Right.
But, you know, I wanted him to win that game.
Yes, absolutely.
So this was floated out there in the Bleacher Report by one of their writers, Grant Hughes, who proposes a trade. Writes, Cade Cunningham is well on his way to validating last season's leap to all NBA status, but he can't continue to carry Pistons all by himself. The Pistons are 16th in the league in offensive efficiency and 23rd in effective field goal percentage. Their defensive metrics have been fantastic, which is hysterical because they give up so many points in the first quarter and then more than make up for it over the next three. His proposed trade is that the Pistons send Tobias Harris, Jaden Ivey, Ron Holland, and a 2028 first-round pick and a 2030 first-round pick, which is a lot, to Utah for Lauri Markkanen. Markkanen is 28 years old. He's averaging 28 points a game. He's shooting 38.1% from three. Been basically a double-digit scorer his entire career. 7 feet, 1 inch tall. Would you make this trade?
Here's my problem with Lauri Markkanen. He, and it has nothing to do with the Detroit, we're a tough blue-collar town or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He's not a tough player. Now, he hasn't had a lot of playoff experience, so to speak, so... But he does what they need. He stretches the floor. He can shoot. He's a terrific player. You pointed out the stats. He is under contract for 3 more years after this season at rates of $46, $49, and $53 million.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's one of the best scoring bigs in the league.
To me, the gamble is Ron Holland. And as good as Jaden Ivey might be, I'm willing to take a chance on giving him up because of the injury history.
I don't put him in the unknown given category. And what I mean by that is we really don't know, but we think of it as a given that he is going to be good. Yes. I'm not ready to say it's a given that he's going to help this team.
I would, you know what? I'd do it.
Would you do
it? I thought about it again, and I'd do it.
I want to caution everybody, too, that, hey, look, if you say I'd do it for less, so would everybody.
Yes.
If you want to do it, but you'd only do it for less, nobody would turn that down. If this is the price, would you do it? And you'd basically be parting ways with four young assets. Tobias Harris is, you know, for Lauri Markkanen, is, well, you're switching out one and switching in the other. That's fine. You're trading Jaden Ivey, Ron Holland, and two first-round picks that are both top three protected in this trade proposal. So you're trading four future assets, right. Young players.
You better hope that you're not even going to be in a situation where you have to worry about the pick being protected.
Right. Sure. In fact, I'm surprised I'm not protected for more. I, too, would make this trade. And especially if we're getting closer to the trade deadline and the Eastern Conference standings reflect this.
Because this is the year, you know, Halliburton's coming back next year. Jason Tatum coming back next year. I know he wants to come back sooner, but that would be foolish in my opinion. But yeah, you make the trade. I mean, but it's something you really got to think about. Because I think Holland, but it's a think, is going to be terrific. And yet, between him and Ausar, I'm going to give the advantage to Ausar. Because I think you can get away with only having one of them.
Well, the question is, and look, I'm looking down at some of the feedback coming in, and, you know, Nayrock on Twitch says, Markkanen is simply not a winner. Death313, he's a black hole defensively. But you're getting him because he's one of the most diverse scoring bigs in this league. He can shoot. Can you put the ball on the floor? Good passer. I mean, you're getting you're getting something that's going to help.
Right. But, you know, the texters are correct. And that's what I feared, is his defense and his toughness.
Let's be clear, too. This is a reporter's idea. This isn't like something that's being reported that's under consideration.
Correct.
Kang, would you do this deal?
I would. I think a stretch four, stretch five, whatever you want to call it, is exactly what the Pistons need. It sounds like you're giving up a lot because you are, but I will break it down. Ivy, we literally don't know how he'd work with this core, right? Because they did all this winning without him. Ron Holland's got a huge upside, especially if he can develop his offensive game, but I don't need to try to figure it out if I'm going to get somebody who's already doing the offensive stuff.
Yep.
Tobias Harris, great veteran, great locker room presence. They call him Unk. He's the guy that kind of keeps everything calm and together, and he's been there and done that. But at some point, you it's like you've taken us so far, we can take it ourselves now. And Cade can, I think, he can shoulder a lot of the leadership. Now he just needs the talent, and that's what Trajan Langdon's job is, to surround him with talent. My only issue, though, is Markkanen has got the huge contract. Does it affect bringing, you know, extending Jalen Duren, which I really would like to do?
Well, that's true, because I mentioned how much he is making the next 3 years, you know, and Tobias is just for this year. That's why that matches with the salary. The other thing that, let me tell you, this is a big deal, I'm sure, in Doug's mind, too. He would overtake, Lauri Markkanen would overtake Valtteri Filppula as the best Finnish athlete we've ever had in Detroit.
I'll make the trade anyway.
You willing to do that, Doug?
Willing to do it. I mean, that's tough, Stoney, now that you've introduced that variable.
I know.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. It's classic old school Carson Anderson. Would you do it? Proposed trade on Bleacher Report, sending Tobias Harris, Jaden Ivey, Ron Holland, and two future first round picks to Utah for Lauri Markkanen, 28 points a game, can shoot from the perimeter, 7 feet, 1 inch tall. It is Carson Anderson. 97.1.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Murray Carissa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Car Skater's out today. Mike Stone is in, a.k.a. Stoney, if you've never heard of him. He's been around for a minute.
Yeah.
Carson Anderson. We're talking about this Bleacher Report thing where they're proposing a trade that would send Lauri Markkanen to Detroit from Utah. It wouldn't come without a cost. Tobias, Jaden Ivey, Ron Holland, and two firsts. But, you know, and if you think that's too much, that's fine. You know, always thinking about what would it take for Utah to part with one of the high-scoring bigs in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Versatile scorer.
A team that's going nowhere. They have some pieces, but they're going nowhere.
You know, the one thing I was thinking about, and I said this about the Pistons yesterday, in my lifetime, we've seen two Piston championship teams. One was the Bad Boys, who played the game a different way than the rest of the NBA, mm-hmm. and the other was the going-to-work Pistons, who played the game different than the rest of the NBA. I'm not sure this Piston team isn't more like a modern NBA team than either of those teams. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like this, they are playing great defense, which both the Bad Boys and the Going to Work Pistons did, and their defensive metrics show it, like the most combined blocks and steals per game in the NBA, the points per 100 trips at 106, I believe, is second best in the NBA. Expected field goal percentage, which has, you know, what kinds of shots are you allowing and how contested are they, is one of the best in the NBA. Like, they're doing all of these things defensively that stand out, but they're doing it with a superstar. And Isaiah was a superstar.
Yeah.
But this feels different. This feels like more of an accepted, you know, they're doing it the way the rest of the NBA is doing it, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I always find it interesting if fans call them and say, you know, I want to do it like the Bad Boys did it. Well, you can try that, but what's the point?
It's very difficult to do it like the
old. You don't always have to break the rule, the exception to the rule, right?
No, I mean, sometimes you have to take chances. I mean, they took a chance. It worked out, but I still think they would have at least won one. I mean, he would have been the finals MVP in 88 when they traded, you know, Dantley had a great NBA Finals. They got, you know, he lost it because they lost the game six with the Phantom Foul. Mm-hmm. But they made a change when they traded him for, you know, Aguirre to move Rodman up to start, you know, all that stuff. And the other group, you know, they got fortunate that, you know, when Grant left, they were able to get Ben Wallace. And they got fortunate they made a trade at the deadline to get Rasheed Wallace.
This is funny. I'm looking at these texts, and there's a whole bunch of people doing the exact thing I warned people not to do. They want to buy the Range Rover on a Kia budget.
So what do they want to give up?
I do the deal for Tobias Harris and Jaden Ivey only. Maybe a second round pick. Definitely not Holland.
Yeah. Do you realize you're dealing with Danny Ainge, who basically screws people as much as he can?
Well, additionally,
you have to give up to get.
It sounds like you're doing it. I'd do it for less than half the price. I'd give him the veteran that they don't need. I'd give him Ivy and a second round pick, but not Holland and the three firsts. You want to do it for less than half the price.
Two firsts, right?
Two firsts, yeah. Sorry, yes. But you want to do it for less than half. You want to give up two players, one they don't need, mm-hmm. and take away the three assets that they'd want.
Right.
Of course you'd do it. Everybody would. But,
yeah.
So your answer is no, though. I mean, this person wouldn't do it.
Correct, which is fine.
Here's one that I don't know how to handle this. Guy writes in, compare that marketing trade to the Luka trade. What are we talking about here? No chance, all that, and two firsts? Is comparing anything to the... If you compare everything to the Luka trade, there'll never be another trade ever.
No. And by the way, if he doesn't get injured... I'm not trying to defend Nico Harrison, who just got fired and should have been when he actually made the trade. But, you know, if Anthony Davis doesn't get hurt and Kyrie doesn't get hurt, there's a chance
All right, now you're defending him. It's indefensible.
Well, no, I know the trade's indefensible, but...
It was so indefensible, I wanted to figure out why it could possibly be defensible.
Right.
And worked very hard, and I can't find one reason why it's defensible. But
right.
But look,
It was one of those things where you thought it was a fake.
Am I wrong in saying if your baseline for all trades is look what the Lakers gave up for Luka, you're never going to make a big trade ever.
Never.
Yeah, this is going to hurt if it were to actually happen. Now, this is just a Bleacher Report, you know, idea, but not even an actual report. But yeah, man, you don't want to give up something that could be great. But then, listen, Markkanen might be the guy to put you over the top. And I understand that he is not as tough as we've come accustomed to this current team is, but you're not trading all your tough guys. You know, Stu's still on the team, Jalen Duren, Asar Thompson's a great defensive player, Cade's a tough guy. So you still have that core where maybe you turn Markkanen into a little bit of a more tough guy than he actually is because he's never had to be that guy.
Correct. This is really interesting because I'm reading these texts as they come in, Kang, as you sent them over. Everybody wants to do this for way less.
Yeah.
Here's one, though. This trade is all the rage right now in NBA circles because it's just so obvious. Markkanen is basically the perfect fit for how this team is built. Any trade for a player of that caliber is going to net that type of return. I'd do it in a heartbeat. It sets up this team not just for this year, but the future as well. So, I mean, is that the only response that we had that wanted to make the trade, Kang?
Oh, we just got one that also wants to make it. This trade is such a no-brainer. I would jump on it. Ivy has hardly played. 2 draft picks 3 years down the road. A young player with potential and a proven commodity. As opposed to a proven commodity. And Tobias Harris, who cares? That's from one ticket text.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, why wouldn't you? I could. The reason you wouldn't make the trade is more about the warts on Markkanen than anything we're giving up, in my opinion. As good as Ron Holland will be, I'm not sure he's going to be an all-star.
Well, try convincing the people that think Ron Holland's going to be an all-star and Jay Nivey's going to be an all-star. Right. I mean, and even if they are, that doesn't mean you don't make this trade.
Correct.
You know, you could still, if this trade is an effort to win an NBA, we just went through, God, this is funny. We just went through trashing of the Red Wings, trashing of the Tigers, and trashing of the Lions for not making big moves. And now this proposal is getting trashed. This would be a big move.
I just don't think people like Lauri Markkanen.
Do you think people watch Lauri Markkanen?
No.
Okay.
Well,
Kang, do you think that's it? They're not watching Lauri Markkanen?
Well, yeah, it's Utah. They suck, but and they're in the West. But I mean, 28-6, 46% from the field.
For those same people, would you make the same trade for an
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I think he's a little older. Different player. Giannis?
Well, somebody has suggested, and I'll read this text. Oh. That's a Giannis package. I'm not that guy. Harrison Ivey is way better. Harrison Ivey, you think Harrison Ivey, Tobias Harris and Jaden Ivey, you would rather have those two than Lauri Markkanen. You don't even know what Ivey is.
Right.
I love Tobias and what he's done for this team, and I'm grateful because I do think his role far exceeds his statistics.
Yes.
But you're essentially saying, almost in many ways, saying you'd rather have Ivey than Lauri Markkanen?
What are you, nuts?
How
are you anti-Finn?
An anti-Finnite?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, too, it's tough because we saw this team. This is the core group that brought them from nothing, from the ashes, right? And so you don't want to let that go. And they're still young, most other than Harris. And maybe fans have grown attached to those guys.
It's funny because I think there is an argument to be made to make this trade and to not make this trade.
Yeah.
I think the reflection of what we're seeing from the fans, which is overwhelmingly don't make this trade, is surprising to me.
This is definitely not a no-brainer one way or the other. It's definitely something.
Are you saying it's a brainer?
It's a brainer. It's a brainer.
It would be fascinating to see. That's a three-point threat. That's a big. Dude, that's a guy who could really elevate this team offensively, which if you look at their shortcomings through the 9-2 best in the East start, their shortcomings are more offensive than defensive.
Right. And the other thing, except at the start of games where they don't play defense for some strange reason, the other thing you have to make sure, you don't want him and Duncan on the court at the same time because then you really have no defense.
Right. Well, look, I mean, it's it's an interesting debate, but I'm slightly leaning towards it. I could be talked out of it.
Right.
There's a lot of people that are adamantly against it. If you're giving up that much capital, I think it would be well advised check around and see what other options are available with you. That kind of trade package being sent.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would not. Yes, like the Dallas Mavericks should have done.
Yeah.
Check and make sure you can't get more than this from somebody else. I'd rather have Giannis.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I would rather have Giannis. If you could make the same trade for Giannis, I would do that over marketing.
And I have a feeling that Trajan Langdon is one of those guys that if he was going to make a huge trade, he would call a lot of people.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
But 248-539-9797. Hey, just a reminder. You can stream this show using the Audacy app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Then you can listen to this program and all the programs here on 97.1 The Ticket anywhere in the United States. Also streaming through our website, 971theticket.com. Stream with video. Go to twitch.tv and youtube.com. And bang, there you can see us, including Stoney wearing his now duct taped together headphones and his awesome Vancouver Canucks old school throwback sweatshirt. That's the video stream, youtube.com and twitch.tv. Participate in the streaming chat on both those websites. Sometimes we read what you post on the air here on 97.1. We talk some college football next here on 97.1. All right, do you want the pro football news or the college football news?
Are both, any of them good?
One of them is good-ish.
Okay.
Dave Burkett. Says the Detroit Lions have also started Marcus Davenport's return to practice window. Lots of good injury news for the Lions. Okay, that implies I missed a tweet that there was something else. Lions star DJ Reed's return to practice window. So DJ Reed's returning to practice. Marcus Davenport returning to practice. Hooray.
So I would guess, and I'm no doctor, so they have the Giants next week. Thanksgiving, you're looking at the following Thursday night against the Cowboys. DJ Reed lining up against CD Lamb.
And Marcus Davenport's reported ready to get hurt again.
Zing. Keg from three. Matt's in Detroit and he's on 97.1. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how are you? Love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, just a moment ago, you were talking about the two-minute timeout versus the two-minute warning, and I think it was Stoney saying, you know, we don't want to be like them. They're professional, and we're not. Well, I would argue that's absolutely not true. Now that the NIL exists, these college players are absolutely, by definition, professional players.
Matt, I guess my sarcasm didn't go through your radio. I was trying to be sarcastic when I said that.
Ah, very good. Well, I'm glad you were, because that, and I agree 100% with the sarcasm, because, you know, this NIL thing is taking something that many people held very sacred, and they almost sacred, if you will, and they've gone and made it professional, and in my mind, ruined it. I mean, my interest in it has completely waned. I've said I'm now a high school football fan and soon to be peewee if they're going to start paying the high school kids.
Let me ask you this, Matt. Does that bother you more or less than the whole portal? Because to me, I don't care if they get money. That doesn't bother me that much. But it's the portal where these guys are in their fourth schools and things like that. That's, to me, is the disgusting part of it.
They both bother me tremendously. But making it professional and paying these guys, to me, is more bothersome just by the fact that they've taken something and made it professional. And it used to not be that way.
So
that being said, I used to play college football. I sat the bench, and there was a problem. There was many kids from impoverished neighborhoods that really didn't have any money.
That stuns me, then, that you feel that way, Matt. Where did you play?
I sat the bench at Michigan.
Did you? Okay.
And, yeah.
What years were that? What year were you there?
That was 89 to 92.
Okay. Wow. You got some rings then.
Yeah. Anyway, that doesn't matter. The point is, you know, there's a problem there. These guys needed some money, and there was a serious problem. And everybody should have been given it. Everybody, cheerleaders, swimmers, every athlete got maybe $750 a month cash. They've gone and given a quarterback at Michigan $12.5 million over his
If that's what it is. Matt, I will say this about, you know, the idea that a player is paid doesn't change the product on the field on Saturdays, as far as just from a viewer standpoint. The rapid changes, there's nothing that's evolved as quickly as college football. In the last 5 years, portal, NIL, conference expansion, conferences folding.
College basketball, too.
I would use the word devolved. Having the Pac-10 put in the Big Ten.
It's bizarre.
Who's that for? That's not for the student athlete. That's for the money.
No.
In the colleges. It's
Matt,
crap.
I find it. I say that Sunday through Friday, college football pisses me off. Saturday rolls around and I still love it. And I hope I never lose that love for it. They are testing. Thank you for the phone call. They are testing the boundaries. And for some people like yourself, you say you're not as big a fan. That's too bad. We also have to look in the mirror a little bit. A generation. We have to look in the mirror and say, are we just doing what we heard our uncles and grandparents say? Back in my day, when Mickey Mantle played, it was way better.
Oh, yeah.
And we grew up going, this guy's nuts.
Right.
Oscar Robertson, you know, Will Chamberlain.
Al Kaline turned down more money.
Remember that? Yeah, all that stuff. When we heard, are we just doing that? We don't like the change and we're just doing that? I don't think we are, because I don't think you can name a sport that's changed as rapidly as college football. In this short period of time,
right?
No generation has been asked to accept changes as much as we have. The TV ratings are very healthy. But that Northwestern Stadium, 35,000, it might be just Northwestern. That might become the new hotness. You know, like the day and age where they just start eliminating seats and building luxury
suites.
Well,
it depends. If the Big Ten has their private equity and all that, they'll get money and injury. I know. It makes
a whole nother thing.
Okay, so what's your cut?
College football news. Okay, so this is being reported by On3. Louisville is working on a contract extension to keep Jeff Brohm. Now, this isn't earth-shattering news unless you're looking for a coach.
Correct.
Or you think you might be looking for a coach. In the last couple of days, Jeff Brohm, Louisville's played defense on Jeff Brohm. Arizona State is apparently playing defense with Kenny Dillingham. Mm-hmm. We've had Kurt Cignetti sign a deal. Apparently, Brett Key at Georgia Tech is going to get a new deal. Matt Rhule at Nebraska got a new deal.
Nothing new in Jonathan Smith?
No. Brett Lashley at SMU got a new deal. Mm-hmm. Schools are playing defense right now, and it's narrowing. There's, I believe, 17 Division I jobs open right now. People think it might get up close to 30. And all the many of the top coaches are being locked up.
So what you might have, the guys who got fired, those play musical chairs.
There might be musical chairs, or you're going to see coordinators, the Brian Hartlines of the world, get opportunities.
People at Penn State, my fans that I know from Penn State, they love him. And I said, great. Take him. Get him away from Ohio State. From wide receiver, you.
Well, weren't they glad to take the defensive coordinator from Ohio State, Jim Knowles? That didn't exactly, pay dividends.
No, that's true.
But, you know, I mean, look, it's...
They're playing hard right now, the Lions.
They are playing hard. I actually, in the weirdest way, found myself rooting for both Penn State and Indiana in that game. I don't know how.
Yeah, that's but kind of obscure.
It is, and it's not like me, but I authentically was like kind of rooting for this little engine. It's now little engine. I just called Penn State a little engine that could, but I feel bad for their players. But anyway, Rico Beard has sauntered in studio. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. I was just wondering how you rooted for both teams.
I don't know how I did it either, but
you know what that's called? You were being respectful.
It was not like me. I always say that sometimes I'll sit down in front of a game and just see what authentically happens, who I start rooting for. And I was rooting for Penn State, and then Indiana started driving late in the game, and I was rooting for the drive, and then they scored, and then I was rooting for Penn State in the last 40 seconds. And I'm like,
and then Gus screeched, and you said, I wish they didn't score.
It didn't bother me because I was in a bar and I didn't hear anything.
Oh, so. You are so fortunate.
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Well, that's what it was. It's a different language.
See you in New York. I know. So, yeah. Yeah, I found I didn't have a vested interest. So at that point, kind of like you, I just was sitting back watching the game and letting it unfold and was like, you know what? Somebody's going to be very disappointed at the end of this.
Okay, let me ask you this. The Indiana story is great on all that. Is Cignetti, though, becoming unlikable and like really?
No, he was always unlikable.
Okay.
No, he's not becoming. He was always unlikable. I mean, when
he took the job, I know.
Right, he was like, Google me. The thing was, you just didn't know about him. And you're just like, okay, big fish, little pond. And he was like, no, actually, big fish, big pond. Watch this.
It's worked for
him. And
he
backed it up. So yeah. That was the thing.
What do you guys got planned coming up next?
So, a question. Have we reached our capacity in sports? Is the plate too full with everything going on all the time? NBA games, Tuesday night, Maction.
Dude, the wagon wheel.
I mean,
wagon wheel was on the line last night. Kent State and Akron.
I mean, you got Michigan, Wake Forest. You know, it was like everything going on. It's like, have we reached that capacity?
No, we've reached a point where we need more screens. That's what we need. Have a great show, Rico. All right. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.